My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. He represents the Buckeye State's 4th Congressional District and is a member of both the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee as well as the Judiciary Committee. He joins me now to talk about the Republicans' effort now to remove John Koskinen as commissioner of the IRS due to lack of cooperation into the ongoing investigation of how the IRS treated conservative organizations that were applying for tax-exempt status, as well as how other individuals might have been harassed by the IRS. And, Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you today, Greg.
You've had a lot of frustration with the IRS over the past now 2 years with this investigation. What was it about the way Mr. Koskinen is cooperating or not cooperating that led you to conclude that he has to go?
Here's the key facts. There was a preservation order in place by the IRS. So shortly after Lois Lerner lied to the American people and says it was rogue agents in Cincinnati, when in fact it was all done out of Washington, shortly after she takes the Fifth, the IRS issues a preservation order and says preserve all documents and communications. Then there was a subpoena issued by the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. We subpoenaed these documents. And with a preservation order, great, and a subpoena in place, the IRS destroys 422 tapes containing potentially 24,000 emails. This is according to the Inspector General. And 3 weeks after they destroy those, they destroy them on March 4th, 2014, 3 weeks after that, John Koskinen comes in front of the Oversight Committee and testifies, and he's asked repeatedly about Lois Lerner's emails, and he tells us at that hearing, I will get you all of her emails. A blatantly false statement, because you can't get us all her emails if you've destroyed 422 tapes, 24,000 emails. How are you going to get us all of them when you've destroyed some of them? So that's the fact pattern. And then he never corrected the record. So he gave a false statement, never corrected the record. That's the fact pattern. And so when you think about the duties that Mr. Koskinen had, a duty to preserve the documents, a duty to produce the documents, a duty to disclose to us when he couldn't preserve and produce those, a duty to give accurate testimony, and then if he's given testimony that's inaccurate, a duty to correct a record. He failed every one of those duties, and that's why he needs to go.
What's been his attitude through this? Is it one of, well, we're still working on that, and we'll get it to you later? That seems to be the case with some of the emails that have been recovered. Or is it more of kind of a smug, I don't need to spend time dealing with you kind of a thing?
No, he will tell us, I didn't know at the time they'd been destroyed. I didn't know. But their attitude has been pretty darn smug, pretty darn arrogant. And think about this. Think about if you're a taxpayer and you're being audited by the Internal Revenue Service, do you get to make false statements and then not correct the record? Do you get to destroy documents? When you are supposed to preserve things, do they cut you any slack? If you wouldn't preserve those and wouldn't produce those and didn't disclose to them when you had destroyed those, there is no way a taxpayer gets that kind of courtesy or that kind of treatment. So why in the world should the agency that serves the taxpayers get some special deal? So that's why it's so egregious. And the point I always make is, remember what they did. They attacked our most fundamental liberties. Under the First Amendment, we have a right to speak in a political nature against the policies of our government and not be harassed for doing so. They systematically and for a sustained period of time harassed people for speaking out. They violated people's First Amendment free speech rights. And now they think, they can have this cavalier attitude about destroying and erasing tapes and not producing the documents and not disclosing and not testifying accurately. That is just flat out wrong, and they should be held accountable.
Congressman, we know that to some extent, in addition to the additional scrutiny, to put it charitably, of these conservative organizations, that a lot of individuals who are on the donor list of these organizations have also been audited or otherwise dealt with by the IRS. What can you tell us about the scope of that? Because that seems to be an unfolding story here.
It is an unfolding story. It's something we're looking at. There may be indication that the exams division, the audit division of the Internal Revenue Service, was in fact targeting people. We don't know for sure yet, but it looks like that may be the case. And that is something we are definitely going to explore.
Just last week, the president was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he was talking about making government work better. And he used as an example, all on his own, wasn't asked about it, talked about how the IRS came under scrutiny for allegedly targeting organizations. He basically said that was proven not to be true. And then the real scandal with the IRS is that it doesn't have enough money to spend to do its jobs. What was your reaction to that?
Completely just not accurate. The IRS was targeting people based on their political beliefs, and they targeted conservatives. It's a fact. The Inspector General did the investigation, and that's what he determined. Now the Inspector General has further investigated and determined that they destroyed 422 tapes containing potentially 24,000 emails. Those are facts. So to say otherwise, you might be able to say it. It might sound nice. It might be, but it's just not accurate. And that's another reason why we're making sure that this issue stays front and center and we get to the truth, because it cuts to what it means to be the great country of America, where you have these liberties and freedoms. And when those are attacked by your government, particularly an agency with the power of the Internal Revenue Service, that is just plain wrong.
How do you square the Obama who spoke on the issue on The Daily Show last week with the Obama when this story broke, who seemed to be absolutely infuriated by this story?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because it's been 2 years, and they now want to cover it up, and this is how they handle all the big stories and big issues and scandals that hit this administration. Here's an interesting point, Greg. The lady who was the chief counsel to Mr. Koskinen 1 year ago when the tapes were destroyed, Kate Duvall, 1 month before those tapes were destroyed, she was on notice that there were problems back in 2011 with Lois Lerner's emails, and that the emails they were trying to recover for congressional investigation, there were gaps in those emails back in 2011 when the targeting was taking place. So she learns that in February of 2014 and doesn't disclose that. In fact, a month later, they destroy the tapes. Now, that same individual, Kate Duvall, guess where she's at today? She's now over at the State Department. She's left the IRS. She's now at the State Department, and her job is she's in charge of document production about Hillary Clinton's emails for the Benghazi Select Committee. Now, think about that. So Kate Duvall left the IRS, where she was the chief counselor to Commissioner Koskinen. She's there when this takes place. Now she's at the State Department, and her job is to make sure we get the documents we're supposed to get on the Benghazi Committee. You know, sometimes fact is stranger than fiction.
It's certainly the case. Just about a minute left in our conversation, Congressman. Obviously, this conversation started with your call for the president to remove John Koskinen as IRS commissioner. Given the track record, it's probably unlikely he's going to do that. So you've threatened to impeach Mr. Koskinen. Talk about the process a little bit and whether you've got the votes to do so.
Yeah, we are looking at how that has to unfold. You may have to look at a contempt issue before you go to impeachment. You have to work, obviously, with the House Judiciary Committee. So we are doing the due diligence, the hard work that has to be done to be ready for that. But the facts are the facts. When you destroy documents, when there's a preservation order and a subpoena in place, and those tapes are erased, potentially 24,000 emails, and you don't tell us about it, and you disclose that you're going to get us all those emails when, in fact, you've already destroyed a bunch of them, that is a problem, and that's why we're going to pursue this.
Congressman, you've been good with your time, sir. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Absolutely. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of both the Judiciary and Oversight and Government Reform Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.